Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a power-packed, information-packed radio transmission for you today on this Wednesday, the third day of September 2008. Coming up in 1 hour, spoken word artist, punk rock star, you name it, Henry Rollins will be joining us to talk about internet censorship, the New World Order, and much more. Then William Engledahl will be joining us, a global expert on U.S.-Russian relations, U.S.-NATO/Russian relations. He'll be joining us coming up today as well from Germany. We have Nick Bacchus from We Are Change Minnesota, who got pepper sprayed last night during the Rage Against the Machine free concert. The police basically attacked everybody. The police are certainly out of control and in the wrong in Minnesota. We just report the facts here. People were shocked when I went to Denver and pretty much said the police were professional and did a good job compared to other cities. Well, they're doing a horrible New World Order job in Minneapolis, St. Paul for the RNC, and that is just the facts. So he'll be joining us here in about 5 minutes. Speaking of Rage Against the Machine, last Wednesday I ran into Tom Morello. It's already been 7 days, and I just now had time to put the video together, and we posted it last night for PrisonPlanet.tv members. It has not been made public yet for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're working on that right now. There's a bunch of other videos. The Jerome Corsi interview we did. The Ralph Nader interview we did, the video of that. The Cindy Sheehan behind-the-scenes interview that nobody's seen or heard. We got some little bit of Sean Penn stuff, and we got the Brolin information as well. And I've only got two guys, Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes. And I showed up this morning, and guess who was here all night? Guess who got here at 9 a.m. yesterday? And guess who was here this morning? Aaron Dykes. Because he's on the case. He ended up doing research and putting together. I said, yeah, take a few days, make a video exposing Michelle Malkin, how they set us up. He's done that. It's uploading to YouTube right now. The guy has been working for 26 hours straight. And I told him, I said, do not do this anymore. But he said, look, I can't help it. Once I started the investigation of this, it's more true than what we'd even said originally. We have them now. Now, there are hundreds of YouTube videos alone of Michelle Malkin confrontation, videos edited to make it sound like I'm saying killer, major setups. I'm asking you, when this goes live on YouTube in the next hour, to go absolutely ape with it. I don't want to go into details here, but Michelle Malkin's company has been calling people associated with her, have been calling affiliates I'm on, Genesis, Emmis, other outlets, and trying to get me kicked off the radio. Now, that's laughable that Genesis would do that, but who knows with Emmis. And, you know, I've been getting calls from executives, you know, did you say killer? The whole issue is, you know, did I say killer? Because, obviously, I would be a super loose cannon if I'm running around saying kill women in the streets, even though she says put us in camps and torture people. I guess you know, still that's not proper. Well, I didn't say that, but their deception is quite thick. And I guess I'm going to have to sue Tom Davis because that son of a bitch, excuse my language there, is still going on his radio show on WBAP. He fills in for Limbaugh, still saying I said killer. People call in and say, but it isn't on the video. And he says, well, Alex edited that out. You know, Alex did say killer. Doesn't matter if the Dallas Morning News retracted it, removed it. You know, you got people nationally on the radio saying, I should kill this woman. And they mean dependent on me. And so this video really exposes it A to Z from our cameras, other perspectives. And it's going live any minute now. But the next hour, it'll be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. Masses of news straight ahead. Just an unbelievably power-packed show.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be talking to Nick Bodkins of We Are Change, who was at a Rage Against the Machine event and got pepper sprayed last night. Speaking of Rage Against the Machine, the Tom Morello interview, parts of it, it's coming up a little bit later in the shower. That I did last week with him, first time this is heard, where he talks about false flag terrorism. That's coming up near the end of this hour. We got Henry Rollins scheduled in the next hour after that. And then, of course, we've got an expert joining us on the situation with Russia, William Ingehall, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. So that is coming up for you today. I'm really proud of Jesse Ventura. I knew behind the scenes that Ron Paul's got some mainline Republicans in his staff, which is fine. You know, they're kind of a libertarian bent, but they're scared to death of 9/11 Truth. And I knew that Ventura had been encouraged not to talk about 9/11 Truth, but that he'd said, look, I'll talk about whatever I want to talk about. And then he was still invited to the Rally for the Republic. And I never brought this out 3 weeks ago when I was... I guess 4 weeks ago when I was first aware of this, talking to Ventura and talking to others, it just came up. And he gets up last night and says, yesterday afternoon, and says, you know what, a lot of people don't want me to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it 9/11. I was talking to Ted Anderson that was in one of the VIP boxes because he's a sponsor of it, and he said the John Birchers were squirming in their chairs. Look, there's over 200 examples of false flag stage terrorism that are declassified. And 9/11 official story is a fairy tale. And if we don't grow some cojones in this country and start telling it like it is, we're going to lose this. You understand? They're going to set up a Soviet/Nazi-style system. That's what the New World Order does. And they're going to drag you out of your middle-class house, and they're going to put you in a labor camp, bare minimum. Fox News is back out pushing that. These people killed over 200 million souls last century. So I'm not giving them any quarter. And I just love Jesse Ventura. I just absolutely love him. Israeli Mossad let Nazi Mengele get away. That's Associated Press. You know, I was criticized by the ADL for saying this more than a decade ago. I've been criticized by Southern Poverty Law Center. I have been criticized on national radio for claiming that Mossad protected top Nazis. Well, I just know it's mainline history, but you've got to read, you know, big, thick textbooks on the subject. It's admitted even in mainline history books. You see, the Zionists, there's really three different groups of Zionists, but the classic Zionists, the original Zionists, you know, founded in the last 150 years, they thought some guy was the Messiah and followed him, then he died, he's supposed to be reincarnated. That happened over 100 years ago. They actually wanted to force the Jews out of Europe, and so they early on supported Hitler. And some of his top propagandists and people who were allowed to run synagogues in Berlin and art houses and movie houses right in the middle of it all were Zionists. And they would make Jews pay them £1 million, in some cases, equivalent of $2 million today. We're talking tens of millions back then. You can go to the ratio. Well, it's probably £1 million is probably in 1940s numbers today. I don't know. What was the pound worth then? We know many times what it is today. But regardless, a lot of money to get out of Germany. And they got laws passed, Zionist lobby. People always ask, why didn't Roosevelt let Jews into the U.S.? And why don't the Jewish groups criticize him for, predominantly the Zionist groups criticize him for not letting Jews into the U.S.? Well, it's because they were the ones lobbying to keep Jews out of the U.S. because they said in all these public writings, a cow in Palestine is worth more than 100 Jews. And there's other quotes of a dog in Palestine is worth more than 100 old Jews. Or, I mean, really? See, the Zionists were communist, anti-religious. They hated the Orthodox Jews. You're going, well, wait a minute. You just said they were founded by people that thought that this guy was a Messiah. Look, it's weird. It all mixes together. And so they made sure the Jews couldn't get out of Europe. And, yes, Hitler did kill a whole bunch of Jews and did take their property and did take their land and did take their homes. But he did that to Germans, too. In Dallas, my grandfather grew up next to a German who was a famous inventor. He invented air conditioning or some important form of it thereof. And they watched him have to sell his big house and basically come destitute because he had German family in Germany. And they took everything he had, threatening to kill his family in Germany. If this guy worth hundreds of millions then did not. And my grandfather lived, you know, in the semi-German community of Dallas. By that, there were other folks living in the area, but kind of like Ron Paul came from a German community in Pittsburgh. Same thing in Dallas. And so my grandfather was in this community, being German, William Hammond. And I remember hearing those stories around the breakfast table when I was visiting my grandparents. They lived in Austin when I was growing up. About that. So, I mean, they were sucking the money. They were thugs, folks. You ever seen Gosford Park, you know, about the Germans, and the Germans are visiting, and all this intrigue's going on at the British Lord's house, and how they're assessing when he's out of the room which paintings they're going to take as soon as they took over England? I mean, that was exactly what the Nazis were doing. See, I exposed the Zionists, and I exposed the Nazis. Now, I forgot I have a guest holding, and I apologize. I looked at this headline here. Israeli Mossad let Nazi Mengele get away, Associated Press. and the notorious death camp doctor, but because he was CIA, they let him go. Well, yeah, Klaus Barbie ran the first cocaine and heroin shipments after World War II into the U.S. and trained the CIA. I mean, that's who runs our country. And it's, and I will be called evil for saying it's wrong to let Joseph Mengele go. The Nazis will hate me and the Zionists will hate me. And so be it. I refuse to hate either group because of what race you are. All right, we now go to Nick with We Are Changed. Vatican's, I believe. I keep mispronouncing his name. Nick, thank you for coming on with us. What happened to you last night?
Alex, it's good to be on. Well, last night we were at the Campaign for Liberty, and there was about eight of us with We Are Changed. You know, we had the Ohio and the Colorado chapters up here. And we heard on the local radio station that Rage Against the Machine was going to do an impromptu concert at the end of a concert already going on at the state capitol. So we took half our team and rushed down there in time to get...
Now, let's be clear. There was already a permitted one, and they said, hey, we'll just add a Rage on for a few songs. And the police said, nada.
Right.
Nine.
From what it appeared to us, the permit lasted until 7, and they were going to start at about 6:15. And we got there at about 6. And as soon as the last performer was on, they cut the power to the stage. The state patrol padlocked the generators to the stage, and then they said Rage couldn't play, blocked him from getting on the stage. Anthony was right in the heat of that, getting the footage of the cops telling him they couldn't play. And
that's Anthony Yasha with We Are Changed Minnesota.
Yep. And so they ended up going in front of the crowd off the stage after not letting them play and singing through a megaphone to the crowd. And then, of course, everyone was upset through this whole thing, knowing that the police weren't letting them play. And so, instead of...
a clear police provocation. In Denver, they wouldn't have done that. Everywhere else, they act like this. Well, you've got to get this footage up at Minnesota Change as soon as possible. I bet this is amazing footage.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm really wishing I would have gone to Minnesota now, but you know, I can't just completely never be with my family. But
so then... instead of it being an impromptu concert, it turned into an impromptu rally going down to the Xcel Energy Center. And everyone was peaceful through the protest, but St. Paul requires permits to be there.
That's right. First Amendment. Now, again, a permit is a right to do something that would be illegal. And so you're demonstrating is illegal in America. Go ahead.
And made it through to the Xcel Energy Center. Then there were reports of some people getting... tear gas or pepper sprayed back two blocks from where we were. So the whole crowd ran back that way. And as far as we could tell, nothing had happened yet. It was just a rumor. And the police were giving dispersal orders as the crowd was walking through. And there was obviously some people just standing there trying to, you know, just, you know, protesting. And we got the footage of all this. Here we got Anthony and Jeremiah right on the police line watching the police officer pull the pin on the tear gas, throw it into the crowd, and after they gave a dispersal order, and basically it was just crazy. Everyone started running around. Some people were just standing right in the thick of it, taking all that tear gas.
And how did it all end?
Some people regrouped at the Capitol. I think some people were doing some smaller mini marches afterwards, but we don't have any footage of that. Pretty much ended after the police moved in, said you can't be protesting and tear gassed everybody.
Were the police able to get their mitts on Tom Morello and crew?
I don't think anyone was arrested, so... I think it was just, they just wanted us to disperse. They wanted the group to disperse.
Yeah, you can't let the slaves gather. First Amendment says that slaves can gather. That would be free men. Slaves are not allowed to gather in the plantation. Got to be broken up by their minders in black uniforms. Anything else you'd like to add, Nick?
Yeah, we'll have the footage.
Stay there. We're going to be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 803.80. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for 828.04, 408.10 for half ounce, and 204.05 for quarter ounce. That's 828.04, 408.10, and 204.05.
1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Henry Rollins coming up. Also Tom Morello here on the show. Right now we're talking to Nick. We Are Change Minnesota. Nick, was something else you were going to add about what you saw last night with the police?
Yeah. It was just the footage that we get up will speak for itself. I mean, just unprovoked attack by police. They tear gassed the crowd just at when they were expressing a First Amendment right. Nobody that we saw or recorded was doing anything outrageous or to provoke the police. It was a peaceful protest that happened just because they canceled the Rage Against the Machine concert. So we'll have the footage up shortly, and we'll have it up on mnchange.org.
Awesome. And for ease of access, folks, you better believe it'll be up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com as soon as possible. In fact, as soon as we can see this video, and I've already seen some news reports about it, we'll write a blurb to break down. This is pretty big news that this happened. Thank you so much, Nick. Continue to give us reports as things develop.
Yeah, we'll do, Alex.
Appreciate it. Take care. It's very simple. When you have 90% of the American people wanting to control the borders and both parties say no, you have tyranny. When you have upwards of 80% of the American people not wanting any gun control and the Bill of Rights says don't have it, victim disarmament, but the government still does it, you have tyranny. When you have close to 80% being against the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it intensifies and expands year after year, you have tyranny. And so the establishment knows the majority of people are against the government. The government's illegitimate. It's criminal. And so they're going to go out and try to have a chilling effect and intimidate people not to demonstrate, not to protest. And at any provocation, they're going to open fire with rubber bullets, sound cannons, microwave guns, pepper spray, mace, helicopters shining lights on you, police beating you with an inch of your life, being tasered. They're going to hang up signs saying electroshock use in this area, inside their little FEMA camps. This is about a message of stay in your house, shut up, and take what we're going to do. Federal handbooks over a decade ago we ran across said the black uniforms, the black mask are for intimidation. And they talk about how when an officer then wears that outfit, they take on that archetype. And then now police chiefs openly admit, yeah, we wear black to intimidate you. This is a rogue government that is completely and totally out of control, doing what it wants, when it wants. And the fact that I would be, oh, so happy the police, they didn't provocateur, they didn't attack women with billy clubs in Denver. I mean, they did run over and threaten us to turn our cameras off once, but we stood up and then they backed off. They were only rude. It's their wonderful, oh, I love them. People are all mad at me going, why are you defending them? What, have you sold out to them? No, I'm just like, I actually saw cops opening doors for people. I saw some police smile at us and wave at us. I had some cops say, keep it up, Alex. And I saw them put up with a lot of baloney from some of the anarchists that were rushing them and trying to provocate and throwing things at them. I saw manly restraint, which then allowed the First Amendment to flourish and didn't stall out. I'm seeing the opposite in Minnesota. It is shameful. It is despicable. It is un-American. It is wrong. I mean, you try going to New York and having cops walk up to you and go, listen to me, boy. You turn your camera off and you get out of here or I'll arrest you. Now, why are you here? Well, I'm here to... I told you not to talk! I got them on tape doing that. And then grabbing me and putting me in handcuffs and putting them on and grunting with enjoyment, smashing them down on my wrist. I mean, that's evil, folks, enjoying hurting some innocent person. It's like they arrested AP reporters, two of them. They arrested the very passive Democracy Now people. And then she just walks over and asks, where are my people? I want to talk to your supervisor politely. Boom, they grab her. They charge him with felonies, taking part in a riot and assaulting police officers. They charged members, anchors of Democracy Now! And lo and behold, there's video of them doing nothing, literally waddling around with their video cameras covering an event. But see, it isn't just that they arrested them falsely. You have charged them, and you're up against a multi-million-dollar international media company, and you're going to get your butts kicked. Just like Amy Goodman talks about in the clip we've got, New York has paid out over $200 million just from the RNC in 2004. Cops, you're going to lose your jobs. The feds don't care. They're just going to hire more. But you're going to lose your job.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
By the way, the new film I produced that Jason Burmans directed, Fabled Enemies, is available for purchase on DVD. The film is now officially released. Infowars.com to order a hard copy of the film. You can get it as low as $9.95 when you get it with some of the other videos. It really is a premier 9/11 film. It gets into who carried out the attacks, how the intelligence agencies nexused in together, how they all came together as a nexus. You know, when you first see the film, it starts out from the perspective of the official story, saying, oh, well, we're told these hijackers did this. Some people watch the first 5 minutes and are like, what in the world? This is saying they were really hijackers? No. It goes with the official story and then shows how that's impossible and really breaks it down in a way that no other film has done. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Fabled Enemies, available at Infowars.com right now. You can also call toll free to get the DVD, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Hours of video is being uploaded right now. In fact, a bunch of it's about to go live from Denver. Exclusive interviews with Cindy Sheehan, Tom Morello, so many others, Jerome Corsi. It's all going live in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Your eyes are worth it. If you're going to spend the time watching these videos, getting information, sharing them with others, why not have the high quality? Now, people say, why don't you give all this away for free? Well, we actually do. We actually link on the page to YouTube and Google versions of our films. And believe me, it decimates our sales. Our goal is to reach more people. That's why we post it on the site, because the goal is to reach more people. But at the same time, if you have 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month, or even less if you get a yearly membership, why not get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and then download it, burn it to disk, download it in DivX form, Flash, Windows, QuickTime. I mean, why not? Because we certainly can't give people high-quality bandwidth for free. It cost me, bandwidth alone is now running me $20,000 a month. And the sponsorship money comes in, the videotape money comes in, and I literally throw it like coal into a steam engine's furnace. I mean, it comes in and it gets thrown right back into that engine. There's a lot of people who have internet radio shows with 15 listeners who marvel and say, how come Alex Jones has sponsors? How come he sells videos? Because I actually have employees. We actually pay for bandwidth. I actually am on shortwave and satellite, and I actually, you know, have an electric bill here. So all of you that have been PrisonPlanet.tv members, you make so much of what we do possible. So I can have four full-time writers and webmasters so they can at least live above the poverty level. All of that makes what we do here possible. So I thank you for all of your support, and we, in turn, work as hard as we can for you. But please, to support us, to support Jason Burness, please get Fabled Enemies. But the first, it's because it's an excellent film and informative and needs to be seen. And independent filmmaking needs to be supported. And filmmaking that has this type of courage needs to be supported. But the main reason is it's waking people up. Secondarily, it is supporting our operation. So Fabled Enemies is out. See it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com. You can link through there and watch it. Or get the DVD at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. On the subject of the police state, there's no doubt the police are engaged in the provocations. One group of anarchists, after they were blocked from protesting, did smash some windows and turn some things over. Of course, Fox News is on hand for that. And those groups are foundation-funded and have now been used as a pretext to crack down on everyone. This is shameful, and before you roll your eyes, police and military have been caught in Canada, in England, in Australia, in Italy, in Russia, in the U.S., staging provocateur actions. This is mainstream news. And there is no doubt that we have, at the bare minimum, foundation anarchists. You have three types, real anarchists, foundation anarchists that go out and stir up trouble, who are inadvertently funded by the government and don't know it, and then cops dressed as anarchists attacking other police. But I wanted to play some of Democracy Now! A couple nights ago, right after she got out of jail. Her people were still in jail. They are charged with felonies. Felonies for being part of a public riot and assaulting police. So this is on video, not touching cops and being grabbed. These are anchors of international television. And the cops just dispense a frame-up, dispense a false witness, dispense a serious crime, a serious sin. And when you've got the government, the authorities, the officials, making stuff up out of hand, come up to We Are Change, it's in Truth Rising, and saying, we're going to say you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs, and you're not terrorists, but you're going to go to jail for being terrorists. Now scram. Let's go ahead and roll some of Democracy Now!
I'm Malia Brooker. You're watching Free Speech TV, and we are here with Amy Goodman, who was recently released. Tell us what happened with you and the other Democracy Now! Producers.
Well, Malia, I was arrested a few hours ago. I was actually on the convention floor talking to delegates at the Republican National Convention from Minnesota and Alaska, because Sarah Palin, the governor, has been nominated to be vice president. And I got a call on my cell phone that two of our producers, Sharif Abdokadous and Nicole Salazar, had been arrested. So Rick Rowley, the videographer, and I raced down through the St. Paul streets to try to make sure that they would be released. And when I went up to the police officer and asked to speak to the commanding officer, they arrested me. They put me in handcuffs behind my back. They forced me down on the ground. Although I had all of my ID, you know, to get me onto the floor of the convention, you need top security ID. I had my Democracy Now! ID very clearly marked, and I had all of my identification. They took that from me. The Secret Service took my security ID for the convention, and they arrested me. They took everything from me. They brought me to the jail, which are they have these pens inside the police garage where we are put. But Nicole Salazar and Sharif Abdelkaddous have gone to prison. They've been jailed and we need to make sure that they get out. They say they're charging them with a felony, with PC riot, which is probable cause riot. They are allowed to be held for 36 hours without charge. That would start at midnight tonight because it's Labor Day, which would mean they would get out on Wednesday. This is unacceptable. We are there reporting what is happening. There were major peaceful protests today in St. Paul. We're covering all of them. We come from New York, where the police have paid out hundreds of millions of dollars as a result of the kind of activity that we're seeing some of here after the Republican National Convention in 2004, when police just round up people wholesale. Sharif Abdelkaddous and Nicole Salazar heard a commotion downstairs by 7th and Jackson here in St. Paul. Nicole had her camera. Sharif was with her. They were fully identified. When they saw the police converging from three places, it happened very quickly. Nicole said to one of the officers, "How do I leave?" They told her to go back. But before she could do this, and the video she has of this is very dramatic, they pushed her to the ground. They dragged her by her leg. She was scratched on her face, trying to keep her face up as they were dragging her. She got a bloody nose. When I was arrested and I was demanding to be able to see our producer, to see Sharif Abdelkaddous and Nicole Salazar, I said, "She has a bloody nose. I demand to see her." That he said, "Listen, what's a bloody nose? I was knifed." I said, "Sir, we were not responsible for that," meaning he was talking about a whole other time in his life. I said, "I am sorry that at some point in your life you were hurt like that, but that does not justify doing this to our reporter, to our producer. This is unacceptable. Reporters are the eyes and ears of the community. We cannot be threatened. We mustn't be jailed. There is a reason why our profession is the only one explicitly protected by the U.S. Constitution. We're supposed to be a check and balance on those in power. And there is no more important time than now. Nicole and Sharif have to be freed. The police chief must be called. They've got to get out of jail now. This kind of oppression has to stop. We have to be able to report to ensure that we live in a democratic society."
Now,
Democracy Now!, of course, has been coming.
Now, in Denver, an ABC News reporter was filming fat cat Democrats meeting with robber barons, big corporate chiefs, Democratic governors, senators. And they ordered the camera taken, even though he was standing out on the street, and the cops beat the daylights out of him. I mean, the cops have a hotel director or some senator tell them, "Attack that man." Most of them do it. They follow orders. It's a gang mentality. And they beat the daylights out of him, choke him, slam his head in the ground. And the neocon blogs like Hot Air and others said, "This is horrible. This is because he was a Republican." He wasn't a Republican. They said they make it all left-right. But then when Democracy Now! Got attacked, Hot Air and others were like, "Oh, this is great. This is good." I saw some of the other neocon blogs, you know, "She deserves it. She's un-American." See, that's the difference between this show and neocon or liberal shows. When the Democrats do something bad, we expose it. When the Republicans do something bad, we expose it. We don't have this ideological blinders or glasses that distort what we're looking at. Does that mean we see everything perfectly clear? No. But we start from the perspective of standing back and really just objectively. And that's why you'll get me on air sometimes saying the cops were pretty good in Denver. People are like, "What?" Because if it's the facts, I will report the facts. And what happened in Minneapolis, St. Paul, to her people and to her with Democracy Now! Is unbelievably bad. And you know what? I'm defending her, even though I saw her at the Ralph Nader event. She pushed past me, was like, Alex Jones, no way I'm talking to you, and, you know, ran off. Well, that's okay. You don't give me access. That's fine. I'm still going to report the facts of what happened to you. Do I like the Democracy Now lady? And she got beat up in East Timor. You know, she's got more will than most men. She got beat up bad over there years ago covering things. That's kind of how she made her bones, as they say. But to have the bigger issue here is that we have the police beating up her people and then falsely charging them. I mean, that's a big issue. You have to ask yourself, why do they do it publicly? You see, that's when corruption's really bad, when the police don't even hide that they're framing you. When the government starts framing people, that is the worst form of tyranny. That is just outrageous. It's dangerous. It's horrible. And I've seen Austin police lie. I've seen them come over and say right in front of the cameras, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop demonstrating on the sidewalk. And then the press comes over and says, I'm yelling on the bullhorn. The police just threatened to arrest me. And, you know, we don't leave. And the reporter comes over and says, is that true? I said, well, of course it's true. Goes over to the head cop and says, did you threaten to arrest them if they don't leave? And he says, no, Alex is lying. And then I ended up showing the reporter, backing the tape up and showing the reporter what he really said. And the reporter was stunned from a San Antonio paper. That was a wake up for him. He's like, that cop, this commander just lied. Well, of course he just lied. And then he loses all respect. I am not going to kiss his hind end. I am not going to sit there when he tried to bully my First Amendment. And believe me, I don't like going up against these guys. You don't think I don't know they won't taser me to death in the back of the car? You don't think I don't know they'll set me up and come raid my house and plant drugs on me? You think I enjoy fighting these evil, powerful people? No, I do it because I have to, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's talk about somebody who's got a lot of courage. Here's Jesse Ventura yesterday talking about how people didn't want him to talk about 9/11 being an inside job, but he did it anyways at the Rally for the Republic. And, hey, I can support Ron Paul and them, even though they shy away from this. I don't expect them to buy into everything we say or do, but they invited Jesse and encouraged him not to talk about it, and he did. So here it is.
I'm going to go on to another subject that a lot of people don't want to discuss today. I know when I discuss it, it's amazing. I get attacked. And that's called something called 9/11. Why is it that when you ask questions about 9/11, it's off out of bounds? Well, I got news for you. When I was going through underwater demolition SEAL training, when I got to the demolition phase, I had a chief warrant officer who taught me that there is no dumb question. That if you don't understand something, you are not out of line for asking a question. And I think that when you ask that question, you have every right and deserve to get an honest answer. Well, here's my question that I want you all to, two questions I want you to think about today. Number one, why has the United States Department of Justice not charged Osama bin Laden for 9/11? Now, they charged him when he blew up our embassy in Africa in 98. Why, the biggest terrorism act in history, have they failed to officially charge him for? Why have they not convened a grand jury, presented their evidence, and got an indictment? Second, go to the internet and go to the FBI website and go to their international list of top 10 terrorists. You will see bin Laden there. Bring his name up and his picture. Amazingly, all the charges, the embassy of 98 and all this other stuff is all listed. but ironically nothing on 9/11. Nothing. Now, when the FBI was pressed as to why 9/11 wasn't included, their response was, we don't have enough evidence. Now, people, if you're like me, that is extremely disturbing. We've fought two wars, we've changed our entire foreign policy, and we've had the Patriot Act put on us, all supposedly because of Osama bin Laden. Well, I think we should have to charge. Aren't you innocent in this country until proven guilty?
We're going to come back and finish up the end of this. We'll come back and finish the end of this. And I'll play part of the Tom Morello interview. Play a little bit more of it later. Supposedly going to have Henry Rollins on in about 10 minutes. And we've got a top foreign policy expert on the Russia-U.S. split. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now, people, if you're like me, that is extremely disturbing. We've fought two wars, we've changed our entire foreign policy, and we've had the Patriot Act put on us, all supposedly because of Osama bin Laden. Well, I think we should have to charge. Aren't you innocent in this country until proven guilty? Well, as distasteful as that is, he deserves the same thing. He needs to be charged. Why is he not charged if he did it? I'm down to 4 minutes. They got the clock timer here, so we'll start winding it up. No. But again, I leave you with those two thoughts to think about. To think about a moment. Why has that not happened? Why did we have a president who stonewalled any investigation of 9/11 for over 2 years? Well, all I'm saying is that the truth lies with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The truth lies with us. Let's go ahead and play part. We'll play more later of Tom Morello, one of the founders of Rage Against the Machine, who we had a chance to talk to behind the stage, backstage, last Wednesday night at a Ralph Nader rally that had more than 5,000 people and I think about 8,000. Here it is.
I'm Tom Morello. They call me the Night Watcher. I think that's, it's when people speak of, when the media speaks of terrorism, it tends to be in the context of sort of lone bandits from Middle Eastern countries, where most of the terrorism that actually occurs in the world is government-sponsored, whether it's the Bush administration or the Putin administration. Terror is something that's not unfamiliar to the government. Just because they have Humvees and satellite tracking doesn't mean that it's not terrorism. The results are often the same. So it's nothing new that governments will, from Gulf of Tonkin to the Maine in the Spanish-American War. It's embedded, unfortunately, in the DNA of American politics. And that really it's that kind of, we'll do anything to get what we want at the end, whatever imperialist objective we have at the end of the day. I'm here tonight to support the Open the Debates event. And because it's very hard to say no to Ralph Nader when he calls you on your cell phone and says, I'd like you to come play my event. I've always supported Ralph's politics as someone who's been able to take to expand the goalposts. And add ideas to political discourse that are ones that are not normally found in the Republican or the Democratic parties. And even though my girlfriend said to me, that Ralph Nader, he's trouble. Don't play that thing. I was like, you know what? He's trouble, and that's why I love Ralph Nader. So I've been trouble myself for much of my life. So I'm very happy to come here and support this Open the Debates event and to continue to pressure for issues that are very important to me, which are social and economic justice, ending the war, an environmental policy that is sane. The thing that I appreciate about Ralph is that he's uncompromising, unlike most politicians. I worked for 2 years as U.S. Senator Alan Cranston's scheduling secretary. He was about as progressive a member of the U.S. Senate as ever existed. But 80% of the time I spent with him, he was on the phone asking rich guys for money. A lot of times, if you want to find the criminal, just follow the pipeline. And Ralph has never been on the pipeline.
All right, we've got some more of that. The video is going to be going up live on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. But I've been waiting a day for this to happen. It'll be up there in high quality for you. We're just going live with the YouTube for everybody right now. We'll just do it ourselves. Some deal with our CEN holding it up. Also, the Michelle Malkin expose, the Michelle Malkin hoax is being exposed. That just went live on YouTube. I need your help getting that out to everybody. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.